Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. When a young boy loses his ability to walk, his world suddenly seems so much smaller. But a conversation with a giraffe changes everything. That's the powerful story, and hello up there by Judy Buenaflor. Judy is a retired educator living in Pennsylvania. Her interests are writing, reading, watercoloring, and counted cross stitch. And for Judy, she's with us on today's program to talk about the engaging, thoughtful, uplifting, and affirmative picture book, Hello Up There. Judy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your having me on.
What a wonderful job that you've done with this book on so many levels that we'll have a chance to talk about that during the course of the conversation today. But where did the inspiration come to write this book, Hello Up There?
It came from many different directions, actually, Rick, because I wanted to write a children's book. I wanted to write a book that would deal with disabilities or handicaps that children have to deal with, and I wanted to have a positive message for the story. And I also love giraffes, so it sort of was one of those things where the story blended together based upon all those things that I enjoy.
And the end result is an excellent picture book. It's Hello Up There. Judy Buenaflor is our guest on the program. Judy is J-U-D-I. Buenaflor is B-U-E-N-A-F-L-O-R. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pageturner.us, all of the usual places, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Why did you focus on physical or learning disabilities? And then we'll talk about how you've done that, and you present that in a very meaningful way. But what was so important to you about getting that message out, especially to this audience?
Well, the children who have learning disabilities or physical disabilities struggle in school. They need extra support. And I was hoping that my books that I'm writing a couple more with children with disabilities, that I can contribute to a positive attitude for these children, because they do need extra support, extra help, extra accommodations. And as a teacher, that's where my life's work has always been, to help students be successful. So my stories, I'm hoping, will generate a positive outlook for these children that they can do in spite of the handicaps or disabilities that they have.
You talk about limitations, and imagination is part of the message as well, from the giraffe who says, let your imagination lift you up. Talk about the focus on imagination, creativity, how important that is.
Well, you need to let children think outside the box. I know that's becoming probably a trite expression, but it is so true in education. And sometimes the curriculum in schools becomes very intense, very demanding, and teachers have to accomplish so much. And sometimes children get lost in the fact that they must accomplish whatever their teachers require of them, and they are not allowed to, or they don't have the opportunity to sort of think outside the box when it comes to an assignment or a project. And but that's so important. Children need to be allowed to be creative. They need to be able to use their imagination, because after all, that's where great ideas come from. And so we really can't stifle that part of a child's education.
Did you find in the classroom that different children would be motivated differently? You may stimulate the imagination one different than another. And I would think that's part of the magic of teaching, isn't it, that you understand those characteristics?
Absolutely. Every child is individual. And as difficult as that is to teach children with the understanding that they are all individual, it is so terribly crucial when you're teaching that you do teach your treat each child as an individual, not as a class per se, and let them have their free time to be creative, to use their imagination. But that doesn't mean, of course, that, you know, the curriculum is ignored. That has to be taught as well. But you have to give the children an opportunity to sort of go think about something differently. And that's, again, that's how great ideas are created.
The book we're talking about is Hello Up There by Judy Buenaflor. That's Buenaflor. You'll find the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, pageturner.us, all of the places. And link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love the ending. Why is it so important, do you think, to have a happy ending? Why is that important?
Oh, gosh. Don't we all need happy endings, Rick?
Yes, yes.
I don't think it's just children. We all need happy endings. And I think that, you know, leaving a book on an up note, upbeat, will carry the children through. And the message that is in the book hopefully will resonate because the ending was so positive.
Where did you get the idea of telling the story through a giraffe? Where did that come from?
I honestly don't know that I can articulate it because it's a matter of things sort of falling together when I was coming up with the story. I wanted to talk about story where a child is encouraged to use his creativity and imagination. And I wanted an animal to be very much a part of the story. And I guess sort of things gelled when I was thinking about it. Giraffe could see everything, and this little boy was stuck in a chair, and his vision or visual world was cut in half. So, you know, the idea sort of gelled that way.
Talk about Jimmy. I love the character and what he learns from the visit to the zoo and being there with a giraffe. Jimmy is a great character.
Thank you. He's a little boy who has lost much due to his accident, and he's got to cope with it. And that's what I mean when children have these disabilities or they're having handicaps, they sometimes can feel like second-class citizens, like they have the gifts of everybody else, when in fact, you know, they may have even more gifts or different gifts. And he just is newly confined to a wheelchair, so he's a little down in the mouth about his whole situation, but he remembers about a giraffe and knows about giraffes. He knows that they can see everything because they're so tall. And he just needs to see them. He needs to have that visual contact with them. And that's why he was bugging his mother to take him to a zoo and to go see them first. And, of course, she's a little confused, but, you know, she graciously takes him. And when he says hello up there to the giraffe, she really starts laughing. It's why would he even talk to an animal? It just sort of came out, and when she walks away to go get the map for the zoo, the giraffe turns around and starts talking to Jimmy, and it's a lovely story about the giraffe wanting to help Jimmy get out of his funk, as it were, and to recognize that things, yes, they're different, but they can be good as well, and that's what I was hoping.
Hello up there is the name of the book by Judy Buenaflor. The book available wherever books are sold. We'll give you all that as we go through the program. You know, it's interesting. You've got this heartfelt, uplifting message. And at the same time, it's entertaining and with warm illustrations. Let's talk about that combination of an uplifting message and entertaining. Sometimes authors choose one or the other. You've got both. And I assume a lot of that comes from your experience in the classroom, how you can say something powerful, a message that needs to be said, but doing it in a way that's entertaining that will resonate with the child.
Right, right, right. And the visual makes a big difference too. I had Carol Kelly, who is the illustrator, is a very good friend of mine, and we worked beautifully together with this story. The students learn in many different ways. Some of them are visual learners, some are auditory learners, some are kinesthetic learners, and so you know, in this book, the story and the message can be learned through hearing about it, but also can be learned through seeing. And the actions of Jimmy and the giraffe. So it sort of touches on all three levels of learning that children go through or can go through. And that comes from my background as a teacher, that I know these things.
Well, also in that, I'm sure you've seen the end result of parents and grandparents who spent time reading to the children, or children reading to their parents or grandparents and then having discussions over what they've read. Why is it so important for parents to take the time to read to their children, or grandparents to the grandchildren?
Reading opens up worlds that the children are not necessarily going to have experience with in their own neighborhoods or their own little worlds, but reading opens up other worlds so they can live vicariously through the other characters. But what's important about parents being involved is that they can have discussions about the story afterwards. A child can ask a question if they don't understand a word, or the whatever incident that is going on in the story can be discussed with the parents or the grandparents. It opens up a world to them, and it creates a bond between the children and the parents. Reading is so crucial in being able to write well, and so as students get older and need to be writing and expressing their ideas, if they've been good readers or they've been read to and they love books, their writing is going to be able to express their ideas. And they'll be able to communicate with people better. So it's kind of a situation that really develops many, many areas for a student to be successful.
The reviews have been excellent for Hello Up There. One review, now this was an aunt reading to the niece, and they saying she was impressed with the book brought out so many good questions that the niece had asked and they had a chance to talk about. And I'm thinking, boy, if I'm an author, that would be what the ultimate compliment, when the book actually launches some conversations between adults and young people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any book. And when parents take the time to read to their children, grandparents take the time to read, or like you said, if the children are old enough that they can read to their parents or grandparents, it just creates this bond, and discussions can develop and open up great ideas.
With us on the program is Judy Buenaflor. The book is Hello Up There, book available wherever books are sold. A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned, and I was certainly going to ask this and glad to hear that you are working on other books in the series. What are you working on now?
Right now, my second book is at the printer, and this book is about a young boy. He's in second grade, and he has executive function disorder or disability. Now, that's a fancy name for children who are unable to be neat, and they can't focus. They have difficulty. Their book bags are a mess. Their desks are a mess. They don't know how to be organized and keep their papers neat and straightened up. And so this young boy really struggles, even though his mother and his teacher are working with him. He really struggles with trying to be organized. A new boy comes to class who is there because he wasn't learning how to read in his other school. And his mother decided that she was going to put him in a new school because he needed to learn how to read. So the two of them become fast friends. The young boy with the executive function disability reads at the sixth grade level. So he is loving the fact that he can introduce books that he loves to his new friends. And his new friend is helping him get organized and making sure that his book bag is together for the end of the day, or making sure that he's got all his folders together. So they work together, and the book is called We Got This. So that's my next book, and it's going to be coming out shortly.
I love that. I love the concept. I love the title of the book. With us on the program is Judy Buenaflor. The book, Hello Up There. The new book will be out shortly. And check Amazon, the usual places to get information on the book. Talk about the power of reading with these young people. I keep coming back to that. But I remember back in my school days, my memory goes back many decades, with my children as well, how reading was so important to them. It was their escape. They could do this on their timetable. They could use their imagination, their curiosity in reading. How important is reading to a development of a child?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, when you have your world, but when you have a book, you are in another world. You're in somebody else's place. and that you're experiencing another person's adventures. And so you're living vicariously through them, coming up with your own thoughts and you know, how is your character in the book solving his problem? How would you solve your problem? It really opens up other worlds and creates that imagination and develops that imagination that we were talking about earlier.
I'm sure there will be kids that were in your class that later will say what a role you played in their love of reading, writing, imagination, curiosity, all of that. Who influenced you as a young person growing up? Who gave you this love of reading and love of teaching to turn around and to take this knowledge and to use it with young people?
Thank you for asking that question, because I would like to attribute it to my mother. She definitely was a reader. She loved to read. And so as I was growing up, she made sure I had all the Nancy Drew books, and I had all the young books that young person would enjoy. And she and I would sit and read together. We would read something together, or we would both sit in our own chairs and read. And so she was a major contributor to my love of reading. And of course, I had wonderful teachers as I was growing up too, in school, that were big proponents of reading and writing. And so my love of literature grew naturally from my surroundings and from people that influenced me. Yes.
Somebody grew up with Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys and all of those books that you couldn't wait until the new collection came out, so you had something to read and a place to escape as well. One review said, bought a book for my daughter and for her elementary school library. I'm sure you would not discourage that. What a great idea. Get one for yourself and one to take down to the library for all the kids to enjoy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the books are certainly, you know, for kindergarten, first and second, third grade. So they are perfect for an elementary library. Yes.
How does this make you feel when you've got a book, hello, up there, that you receive these reviews, you're reading the reviews, all of the complimentary things that they have to say about it, the impact it's had on them and the relationship with their child, and, you know, a retired educator and to be doing this? What's that make you feel like?
Well, it certainly is a wonderful feeling, Rick, because I had hoped that I would have created a book that would have a good message and be well received, and it has been. And so as a result, I'm very pleased with what has happened with Hello Up There. I'm hoping that I get the same kind of results with We Got This Book, and hopefully in the future with other books that I'm going to be tackling to help children with their disabilities and understand that they are not alone, and there are ways to cope with them in school and get them through and be successful. I'm a big proponent of doing whatever I can to help students be successful, and so sometimes it takes a lot of effort, but that's okay. In the long run, they win out, and that's my goal.
I got about 30 seconds here, sort of tying it together. You touch on curiosity, imagination, creativity. How important is that in a child's development?
Well, that's very important, because if it's stifled, then they're always going to feel as though they're wrong if they try something different.
Yes.
And that is, you know, I remember a story about a little child who was coloring trees with a black crayon. And the teacher walked over and said, "Oh, no, trees aren't black, they're green." Well, you know, that made the child think that they were wrong, instead of, you know, just letting them color the tree green, black. That's okay. That's what they were doing. That's the kind of creativity, and that's the kind of freedom that you have to give children, to let them think out of the box, and that creativity is what's going to let them be not afraid to try something new.
Judy, the time has gone by too quickly. This has been fun, and hopefully we can do it again when the new book comes out. Excellent job with Hello Up There. The book is available at Barnes & Noble, pageturner.us, Amazon. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Judy, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. And the book available, again, wherever books are sold, the book is Hello Up There. Judy Buenaflor. Judy is J-U-D-I. Buenaflor is B-U-E-N-A-F-L-O-R. And, of course, all the information on our website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.